So my first question is just kind of knowing how long you've been working at the farm and how did you get involved?
I came to the farm in 2013. How are the levels looking?
Yeah, it's good.
Okay. I came to the farm in 2013, and I started here because the student who started the project, Jen Bell, she graduated in 2011, and then she had a foundation grant for 1 year to run the farm after she graduated. When she left, she identified kind of the next stages of the farm and some of the biggest challenges, and her recommendation to the faculty that she worked most closely with was that they work on a search committee to find a farmer in the area, or it could, I guess it could have been anywhere, but I happened to be in the area, who'd be willing to work at the farm. So it wouldn't be a student-led initiative, but it'd be a farmer who worked with students to make sure that the farm could get one of the biggest challenges crossed off the list, which was selling food safely and consistently to the dining hall. So that was 2013. Yeah. That was the winter of 2013.
What does the farm mean to you?
Well, that's a good question. When I hear the name La Farm, I think right away about how when I got here the farm didn't have a name. So I think naming something is how people get used to talking about it and seeing it. So we named it, we made a logo, and we got that logo like out there on cute stickers that people like, you know, to take and put on their laptops or their reusable mugs. So the first thing I think when I hear you say La Farm is how it was a really vibrant, exciting community garden and a student farm, but all it needed was a little bit of an identity. It needed a little coalescing. And I think that identity came through first in kind of this physical naming, but then that name created a foundation for the community that was then built on top of this kind of easily incorporated kind of fun name, you know, that everybody recognized right away as, yep, Law Farm, that's a Lafayette College farm. So in essence, after my initial thoughts, I think that in the long term, the farm means community to me, and that community based around food is why that community matters to me.
So then, how do you see Lafayette's role to the farm versus just the Lehigh Valley's role to the farm?
That's also a good question. I think one of the things that La Farm is doing right now at Lafayette is it's kind of getting a foothold in its identity. It's trying to figure out how to engage with students in a rich way that is actually impactful, not just kind of a one-off like, oh, you can come to the farm and pick up trash on Earth Day, you know. It's like we actually want students to engage in food growing, food ways, to figure out where they enter the food system and where and how they think about how food moves and how they're consumers in the food cycle. So I think we're working really hard within Lafayette to try to make La Farm a living laboratory and a touchstone for thinking about how food moves from farm to plate. In the Lehigh Valley, we'd like to do the same thing, but we need to increase our activities in the Lehigh Valley. I think we need to increase our scale a little bit so that we're in the conversation as a real educational farm, but also as a production farm.
So what aspects from La Farm do you think are not as well known to the Lafayette community as well as just the community in general next to Lafayette?
Can you ask that question again? That's a good one too.
What aspects from La Farm do you think are not as well known to the college community and just the community in general?
Okay. Yeah. To the college community, I am not sure people understand how much food we grow. I think people have a sense that it's kind of for nice and it's a garden, but when you look at the production numbers, we've increased every year since 2013, and it's by this point pretty formidable. We've done this year 40 deliveries to dining, and those deliveries all have hundreds of pounds of produce that's inventoried, weighed, cleaned, washed, packed, and that gets served in the dining hall. So I think that's one thing. I think when people see us on the quad or they taste the salsa we make and they know that we're a program that engages some students, I don't think they realize the volume. The other side of that is that the people who know that we do volume work, like our work with Bon Appetit and the chefs, I don't know if they quite realize how much interaction we have with students, that we have Excel scholars out every year since I've been there, that we have, we work with fraternities, we work with sororities, we work with all the classes, we work with your capstone class, we work with biology, art. So on the other side of that, the people who do know this unknown production part don't realize we have such a student part. So I think the overall thing is that there's kind of a divide there between our kind of our branding on campus that we need to figure out. In the Lehigh Valley, I think, this is kind of weird, but in the Lehigh Valley, I think people don't realize that we are not an agricultural program. Because when I go to conferences and people hear that we're at a college, they automatically assume we have like a soil science degree or certificate out there, which we don't. Rodale contacted us not too long ago to see if we'd want to offer some kind of certificate program as they're partnering with veteran farmers as like a work training. We don't even have like a major, you know, so we couldn't do that. So I think that's the biggest thing outside the Lehigh Valley, or outside of Lafayette College in the Lehigh Valley. That's the misconception.
So then you mentioned also that it's like different majors and things like that work, like people who work at LaFarm. So how do you really see LaFarm like being interdisciplinary?
The most successful projects that we've done so far have incorporated multiple disciplines. And the one I think of right away is Professor Brandis working in a team that had Professor Vashosky and Professor Jim Toya and Professor Gill from the art department. I think Professor Kanai was part of it in the early stages. They all worked together to build a sculpture around a water tank that gravity feeds our irrigation system. And then Professor Brandis built further on that by working with his hydrology class to make sure that that irrigation system had backup solar power so that the water could not only be pumped up to the irrigation tank housed in this art sculpture, but could also be treated to be potable water through another solar system that cleans the water through ozone filtration. So it's all these classes coming together in all these different parts over multiple semesters. I think it's been our most impressive interdisciplinary project. And beyond that, on a super large scale, that's probably maybe too large to be useful. I always think when I work with students, like we all eat multiple times a day. So it's having that idea that food that is local seems sort of special and hard to get to and marginalized, but food is the one thing that we are all literally, it's the one thing on campus we all literally share. So
this is kind of like, I mean, the broad question, but how is LaFarm bigger than Lafayette College?
Well, something that I realized talking to this year's capstone class talking about calendars was that if there is a need for the college to build LaFarm into its academic calendar, I think it's important to realize that agricultural cycles and calendars are bigger and older and more ingrained with natural cycles than anything that we currently can do. So I think a symbiotic relationship, really, that our calendars for agriculture can help influence our calendars for the academic year, which are set up based on being, you know, creating the most impact and getting the most education and the highest quality education to students. So I like that idea that our calendars can influence that calendar, and then that calendar can come back and kind of rein us in and make sure that we're making the most impact while students are here.
Another kind of broad question, but where do you see LaFarm going? Like, what is in the future?
We have a lot of good initiatives, so I think tightening up the things that we're doing really well is the next step, which would be kind of more consistent production, increasing the volume that we're bringing out with our wash and pack station. And then I also think, so tightening up the things that we're already doing really well and then broadening our scope in classes, I think that's where we need to be next. So that people on campus don't have such a divide between, okay, we see you're in the dining hall and we see a few students out at the farm. I think we need to fill in that gap.
This is more technical questions, but do you know if there is already existing footage of people filming, like people working at the farm that we could like get access to?
Yeah, I think Megan Schmidt, who has graduated, but she still has her Lafayette email account, would be a really great person to reach out to. She did the Networking Hunger video last year for her thesis project. I know that is out there. Another person who graduated who might be excited to share some of their footage is Molly Leach, and she currently has a Lafayette email address as well. And I think those are the two that I've seen most out of the farm filming over the last 2 years. There is an opportunity to have, I have students coming out this weekend, Saturday and Sunday at 10. It'll be cold, but they'll be there. So if there's a way to do any filming of students then. And then we have LAF go out today at 4:30, which I know is last minute, but I think I sent that. Yeah, I did send that to Grace. Grace knows about that date.
Okay, well, because I think, I mean, she just mentioned that her and Julia are going to go on Friday, because I think people are working Friday as
yeah,
well.
There's a sorority out on Friday. I'm still confirming with them. I sent them just a reminder that it's going to be very cold,
okay,
so
yeah.
If you can remind Grace on a technical level just to reach out to me, that would be great. And then with Thanksgiving coming, you know, the ground's going to freeze solid, so the work will change.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, you mentioned Jen is like the president of LAFCO, so would that be like a good person to contact to like maybe we can interview her as
absolutely.
Well?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jen would be a great person to contact.
She's
still. I was gonna say she's sitting right over there.
Yeah.
Jen would be a great person to contact just because she has been so integral to all the planning that we've done this year. We started a year ago in January. We kicked off the semester with a retreat of LAFCO. We all went off-site and we did some brainstorming and some calendar work. So I think somebody like that can see the inner workings, but she comes to it because she sees the bigger picture, which is a good perspective. You know, when I'm just farming, I kind of lose the bigger picture stuff, but yeah. And LAFCO is really dynamic this year. It's changing a lot too, which is good, so. And I know she also works with LEAP and food recovery and stuff, so I think she'd be a good person to talk to.
One of the questions is maybe like with the like food recovery and things like that with the farm, kind of like the food justice aspect of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like I recently, this is something that is kind of like Sarah the farmer, but I think Lafayette is taking this on board as I was recently given a different title, and it's Assistant Director for Food and Farm. And I see food and farm as being completely linked into the sustainable food loop, which is what the farm has always been really promoting, this idea that food moves and that we can control in a lot of ways the inputs of food moving in a more sustainable way if we can make our food loop tighter and smaller by farming, bringing that food to the dining hall and composting food back into the farm soil. So that is one aspect of the sustainable food loop. And it's the most developed aspect, but I think food recovery and food justice are just another wing of that. And anytime you get gaps in the way food moves or gets harvested, you have opportunities for solutions. So that it's not wasted, that it can get to people who need it, that it can be processed into a value-added product, that it doesn't rot in the field. There's all sorts of things. And food recovery is a big part of that. I also think bringing small gardens to campus is a big part of that, whether it's pollinator gardens, edible gardens, butterfly gardens. We have a gorgeous campus, and I think we need to change this idea that like food gardens are ugly. Like, I feel like they're the most beautiful thing, and especially, I mean, all the pictures at garden.lafayette.edu and all of our social media, they're just like, they're stunning to me. I don't know how we can, that'll be maybe our next campaign, is to make sure people know that gardens are like really beautiful.
And they're actually nice.
Yeah, they're really nice, and especially if they're pollinator gardens, so there's lots of critters and butterflies and bees and stuff, so, yeah.
Can you talk just a little bit about LaForma and its relationship with Vic?
Yes. And I have another appointment now, but I will talk about that.
This is the last question.
Oh, that's great. Good timing. It's a perfect last question because I think that's one of those places where we have opportunities to make it better. Right now, the farm works with Vic because Vic is run by two professors that both have Excel scholars, and they helped link the farm and those Excel scholars together. So the Excel scholars do half their time all summer at the farm and the Easton Urban Garden, and then half of their time is spent researching how to make their program as effective as possible. They look at nutrition, they look at the weight of food they collect, they look at how food's distributed, they work with neighborhood teams to build community building at the food distribution events, they look at market events, they look at pricing. It's a really cool program. Right now, the farm is kind of an open space to take whatever that research is, and whatever the research is being dictated that year, and we just sort of say yes to whatever they're doing. So I think that the dialogue could be a lot stronger between the Vic goals and the Lafayette College goals, and I think both programs are kind of slowly working towards that. But yeah, that's what we do. We donated this year. I don't think I've done the pounds yet, but it's somewhere upwards of 1,000 pounds donated every Thursday for the summer and then into the fall. Yeah, it's really cool.